In a world filled with war, hate, suffering, and Justin Bieber, two guys fix it all with a battle about a movie. One film, two opinions, one coin, two sides. They feud. You decide. It's time for Film Feud.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Film Feud, the podcast where we debate whether top-rated movies should be top-rated. I'm Vithar.
And I'm Vikram.
Hi, Vikram.
Hey, man.
Long time no feud.
Yeah, man.
Well, this is pretty exciting because we're about to go watch a currently in theaters movie. That's not common for us. Usually we take top-rated movies. Why don't you explain to the good folk, our pleasant listeners, what's going on here today?
For sure. So usually we take a movie from the IMDb Top 250, we toss a coin, heads argues for and tails argues against, but we don't know if this movie's in the Top 250.
I guess this is for us to figure out in real time whether it deserves to be on the IMDb Top 250, not argue whether it should be displaced from it, because we are about to go watch Spider-Man Far From Home.
Are you excited?
I'm pretty pumped. It's post-Endgame. You know, Endgame was a big game changer, and now this is the next thing to follow. And we all like Spider-Man, I guess, and Tom Holland. And, you know, maybe that's all I want to reveal for now.
Yeah. Another thing that I wanted to reveal on top of that is that I'm actually expecting a lot from this movie because I liked Homecoming.
Okay. Laying some cards out.
Yeah, I do.
I liked Homecoming, too. And have you seen it since?
Since it came out? Yeah, I feel like I saw it once more.
I don't know that I watched it since, so I just had these pleasant memories of it. Yeah. And you know what? This is going to be my attempt to recapture those pleasant memories. So I'm excited for this movie, and I'm really excited for this upcoming coin toss. Should we get to it?
Yeah, let's do it. So I'll be tossing the coin. Heads argues for, tails argues against. Here we go. And I got tails.
Aha, high expectations.
Yeah.
Hey, you feel like we ruin the movie for ourselves when we go and do real-time film feuds?
No. I still stay true to how I feel.
Listen,
Which implies that you change your opinion according to the coins.
So. No, I concede no such thing. I was trying to entrap you into admitting basically what you were suggesting.
Right.
My point is, I am for this movie, and I could not be more excited. Same director as Homecoming, post-Endgame, Tom Holland. We have to figure out what the death of Tony Stark is going to do to this MCU, the ripple effects of the snap and the post-snap and the third snap by Tony Stark. I'm pumped.
You know, one thing that I didn't say, because I obviously wanted to save it.
Oh, here we go.
Was that there's no way any movie can follow what Endgame did and that entire arc of 22 movies did, especially with Endgame and Tony Stark dying and Tony Stark's character interaction with Spider-Man.
Unless here. You are banking on the most bankable Marvel superhero of all time,
who?
Played Spider-Man, you dimwit.
Wait, how?
Played by the most Spider-Man of all time, according to the creator of Spider-Man, Stan Lee, may he rest in peace.
I'm sure he must have said something positive about Tobey Maguire too when it happened.
He probably didn't. And sure, like, you were supposed to read into his silence.
Yeah. I don't think this movie has.
By the way, according to Harsh and Shreyas, our good, bad, and filmy collaborators, Tobey Maguire from now on needs to be referred to as Mopey Maguire, which is what he was in all his
That's
movies.
That's a great name for him. Yeah. That's a great name. All right. So we're going to call Tobey Maguire Mopey Maguire, and I'm sure we'll come up with a name for Tom Holland.
Yeah. Like Bomb Holland, where Bomb is like the millennial good version of Bomb, you know?
All right, man. All right. Why don't you just stop there? And we're getting late for our show. So why don't we just go watch this movie?
I just want to say to our pleasant listeners that we're about to go watch the movie and spoil the F out of it when we feud it. That is unavoidable. So Please don't listen to this if you haven't seen the movie. Or if you don't care, listen to it anyway. But don't blame us for spoiling it.
Yep. Good one there. I actually forgot completely about that. So anything beyond this point is going to be spoiler territory. So tread lightly.
Spoiler alert. Okay, let's go watch the movie.
So that was the worst High School Musical sequel I've ever seen.
Shh. That was glorious.
The worst High School Musical sequel I've ever seen in my life.
I knew you would open with something blasphemous. Some bitching that was completely inappropriate. I just, I'm blown away.
Dude, they very aggressively made Spider-Man into, or try to fit him into the 10 to 15 year old age group for the MCU, like very aggressively.
Firstly, when you were 10 to 15 years old, you would have loved if they did that.
Sure, yeah.
There's no reason we need to be 30 year olds when looking at this movie. It's a fun Spider-Man movie.
Wait, what? Where's the logic there? We are 30-year-olds, so we gotta look at it like 30-year-olds.
It manages to follow Endgame and not be just like, not pale in comparison. What more could you want from a movie? It does not pale in comparison to Endgame.
Just because you say it like that doesn't mean it did not pale in comparison to
Endgame. That's high praise.
Obviously it did. It sucked.
It's the official end to Phase 3. And it's...
Good riddance.
Oh, to Phase 3, how dare you?
I mean, this is the worst ending to Phase 3. They could have just made this like a
this
Phase 4.
This is the worst ending to Phase 3, yeah. Is what you have to say.
Yeah. I think they should have just cut it off at Endgame and made this like a... Like a segue between Phase 3 and 4.
Listen, this is a completely spoiler review. So I've won this feud before it even starts. Anybody who's watched the movie... They're just going to have a great time at the theater. If there's anything I'll concede to you is that, okay, it builds slow, but that's because they're recovering from the effects of the, well, blip, they call it. I'll concede
that. Yeah, what
that
the hell is a blip,
it's
man?
Not the best name.
I mean, they're calling it a snap throughout all the movies. They might, either they should stick with the snap.
I don't think they were. It was probably our word, snap. Did they?
No.
In Endgame?
Yes. There was snap all around. And you know, folks who've gone for like 5 years and like, it's, why are they calling it a blip? It might have made sense, but blip just underplays it.
They didn't see anyone snap, right? So people got blipped out.
But there were so many other people who were involved with the snap.
Okay, name a better name for the blip that's not the snap.
Why?
But they didn't see a celestial being snapped. They don't know that it happened because of a snap. It was told through them through the grapevine. So give me a better name for what happened.
What do you mean it was told to them by the grapevine? Like Spider-Man was involved, like a direct correlation there.
Yeah, but he doesn't go around saying, hey guys, you know what? It's not the blip. It's actually the snap. I was there.
I don't care. Blip just sounds so, it doesn't give the respect to the situation. People were gone for 5 years, man. And you're calling it a blip? Oh, it's just a blip in our civilization.
Listen, this is not
history.
It's not the DCEU. They're not going to like really dig deep and figure out, oh my God, this person's wife was divorced and then he died. And then he came back, and what about all the loans that he owes and the psychological damage? That's for us to figure out and write fan fiction about. This is for them to take the movie forward, take the series forward, take the MCU forward, and give us a good time. And they do it breezily, and I appreciated the hell out of it.
I actually don't, man. I think they call it a blip just because of the TG of this movie, and they didn't want to make it sound like deathly or morbid, otherwise kids watching would just shit in their diapers. So they just ended up calling it a blip, like a happy fun word. Like, oh, people were dead for 5 years, blip.
10 to 15 year olds and the TG target group of this movie do not wear diapers, firstly.
Dude, I mean, it's a movie for kids. Come on. Let's be honest about that.
Let's be honest that Peter Parker is now taking over Tony Stark. That's a new generation, new era, mm-hmm. And that's awesome.
That's great. I mean, I already know that MCU's already alienated me from their future movies if this is the direction they're taking. It's fine. I'm happy that they're being honest about it, but let us be honest about it too.
I was trying to set myself up for a little limerick that I've written before you started ranting as per usual. So do you mind?
Yeah, I should have just gone for Toy Story 4. But continue.
Peter Parker is set up as a new Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote a little limerick.
All right, let's hear it.
Spider-Man.
Oh,
Spider-Man does whatever Tony could.
Yeah, that's great. Great stuff.
Builds a suit any size, far from home. Now he flies, look out. Here comes the Spider-Man.
Wait, what rhymed with good?
Well, I wrote, does whatever Tony can, then I realize he's dead. Rest in peace, Tony Stark.
Also, the whole leaning into the Tony Stark Iron Man being gone is extremely heavy in this movie. They should tone that down a little bit now.
Why? Look at Happy Hogan's face when he watches Peter Parker build a suit and does the...
What is Happy Hogan
arm,
doing in this movie, firstly?
The arm through the hologram thing that Tony did in Iron Man 1.
Testing, huh?
Look at what MCU's built, bro. They're making callbacks to 2008's Iron Man and it's working. They're making the villains of the movie... We have to get to all the good stuff, like Mysterio. But the villain of the movie is tied into Civil War, like a random throwaway scene from Civil War. And it actually justifies all of Mysterio's powers that all the comic book nerds were like, how are they going to pull this off? Because, you know, in the comics, he's like a stuntman and like a CGI artist. Mm-hmm. Not CGI, sorry, like a practical effects artist.
Yeah.
So he just has this like these like smoke grenades and shit. And they justified that. Then the little dude who was doing the drone stuff was the guy Obadiah Stane yelled at. I mean, look at what they're pulling off here.
Excellent stuff, man. And I actually agree with you. Look at what MCU or Marvel has built. But with this movie, we can see how they're just undoing all that good work.
How?
It's horrible. It's horrible. Okay, what do you want to jump to? Do you want to jump to Mysterio or let's talk about Mysterio. All right. Firstly,
I want to jump to something, but I'll save it and I'll remind you that I wanted to jump to this when I need it.
Okay, cool. So we good to talk about Mysterio?
Okay.
Why did Jake Gyllenhaal take this role? I never took him to be a sellout, dude.
Hey, little bit of trivia. He was supposed to be Spider-Man when Spider-Man 2 had Tobey Maguire break his back. So full circle. He's into the Spider-Man franchise. And that might have played a role in him taking the role.
I mean, I just think he's a sellout, man. I actually really respect him as
Jake
an actor.
Jake Gyllenhaal is a sellout? He's the only actor who hasn't sold out.
Exactly, until now. I really respect him as an actor. I respected him as an actor, right?
Ouch.
Even when he was doing movies like Southpaw, I just love those movies because of, you know, the amount of work he put into each role. And this was atrocious, man. I don't think I'm ever watching a Gyllenhaal movie again. My trust is broken. I'm done.
Easy. Easy.
Also, why does he have a fishbowl in his head? I know Mysterio has a fishbowl in his head, but like it's literally a fishbowl.
Comic book, amazing comic book movies. And you know the fishbowl, what it does is it allows him to reduce the computing power the drones need when they're rendering him fighting the monsters in CGI.
Okay.
It's the same reason.
But the fishbowl also serves as a computer interface.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
That's where Edith eventually like resides.
Yeah, it's his little HUD.
Uh-huh.
Right? Edith has the glasses and then it's the HUD.
Uh-huh.
It's like a little HUD.
Yeah, it's a heads-up fishbowl display.
Yeah, HUF, it's a haft.
Also, they couldn't find a better way to reveal his plans other than this exposition-filled regurgitation of a scene where he's just pointing at people and just telling them what their part of the plan is.
I grant you that.
It's horrible, dude.
It's not the best, most organic way of exposition.
It's the worst.
But the only reason it's not atrocious is Jake Gyllenhaal.
What was good about him in this movie?
Okay, Jake Gyllenhaal is a legend, right?
I agree.
And
I love his stuff, yeah.
Like, he had his whole, like, Donnie Darko era. Then he had his Brokeback Mountain era. Then I think right now he's in what I would call his Nightcrawler era, where he can just do, like, this creepy, weird roles. Or have you seen, like, Nocturnal Animals, you know, where he just kind of, like, weird, creepy, revenge-based? I think he just brought it all together and used that energy in a fun Spider-Man movie. Cause he has his Nightcrawler moments in this movie too. Like, you remember when he's yelling at his like little engineer dude and like threatening to kill him with his own drones?
Uh-huh.
He went full Nightcrawler dude. And that's great. That, you know, a good comic book movie is often based on a good comic book villain. So I was kind of creeped out, a little scared by him. He's clearly a psychopath.
Your acting right now is as unconvincing as Jake Gyllenhaal's acting first.
Why? Time. Thank you.
It's not a compliment.
That's a compliment.
What I'm saying. And I'm just so disappointed, man. I'm so disappointed with this movie, with everything that Jake Gyllenhaal did. My only concession is the CGI in this movie. And that shouldn't even be a concession with MCU movies anymore, because it's a given that it's going
to
be great.
No, no, no. They took it to the next level with the Doctor Strange meets Mysterio hallucinations, man. That was killer.
It was good CGI. It wasn't killer.
It's not like good CGI. Like Avatar was good CGI, but they didn't do much with it. No, they did actually.
They killed it. What are you talking about?
Transformers is good CGI. Okay.
Yeah,
the technical aspect of it.
I agree.
But then the watching experience is not that great. It's just a jumble of like metal and you can't understand who's good and bad. This was like, you were immersed and going through what Peter Parker, Spider-Man was going through in that moment. Mind bending. What the F is happening? Completely losing it. Eventually getting hit by a train. And then coming out of that, using the Peter Tingle. Can we talk about the Peter Tingle soon? Using the Peter Tingle to conquer it. Loved it.
Okay, I mean, it's just still good CGI. Great CGI. How about that?
Great CGI is why we watch these movies.
Yeah, but they shouldn't be the only good thing about this movie. Especially with this movie. Like, I loved Homecoming in terms of the just the appeal of it. It was so fresh. It was so the staggered MCU approach that they take. And they couldn't even build on top of that. How horrible is that?
Listen, Homecoming had this problem where Peter had gone and fought Civil War. And now he had to be friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. And the only reason that all came together is, let's face it, because of Robert Downey Jr. playing this mentor role and the interaction between Iron Man and Spider-Man. Apart from that, the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man stuff got boring. And as a result, do you remember the third act of Homecoming? Really lame, right? That plain vulture fight. This movie, a little bit of inverse. Maybe a slower start with the first act. I'll grant you that. Because we're not in the target audience. Little high school
not
road trip.
Completely.
Okay, completely high school-y. You have to rely on the chemistry between high school characters. It had its funny moments, you know, Martin Starr, is that his name? And J.B. Smoove, you know, kind of crushing it, right?
No? Very loosely used, crushing it.
But I said kind of, because Martin Starr, he can do so much more in Silicon Valley. So I think it's just like, it's almost like Martin Starr counter-programming that makes me laugh. And then it builds up to a crazy third act. So that's great.
It's not crazy, man. It's just good CGI. The story bit within that whole Mysterio and illusion tech. Firstly, okay, can we talk about illusion tech for a second?
No, there's no point. I know you're going to like nitpick the hell out of it.
No, just one question.
Okay.
How is it supposed to work in terms of, is it like...
First, tell me what it's actually called.
I have no idea. I've already forgotten.
Barf. Augmented reality.
Perfect name for it. Thanks. Perfect name for it. So how does barf work? All right. When it's convenient and he believes, he just sees ghosts and like things are actually hurting him. But then when he believes that it's all an illusion, he just flies through these illusions. Like how are they doing that? It's a Spider-Man MCU movie. Like, can't they keep all of this stuff together?
How does Adamantium work? Oh no. How does,
What?
That's X-Men.
Yeah, that's Wolverine.
Oh my God. What's the Wakanda metal?
Yeah, I know the name, but I'm not going to say it.
No, don't do that. What's wrong with me?
It's vibranium.
How does vibranium work? Like, who cares? It's just like, you know, within the universe.
Vibranium is the most powerful metal known to man.
Barf is the craziest holographic technology invented by Quentin Beck.
So you don't have an answer, basically?
I'm not supposed to have an answer, and you're not supposed to have this question.
Of course I am, because it's an MCU movie. People are going to nitpick the hell out of it and hate on it. I'm just waiting for that hate to start. But let's move on. What do you want to talk about next?
Hey, you remember when I planted a flag and I said I'd come back to this? This was like my anchor point. I could just draw on it whenever I needed. Here we go. The mid-credits scene. J. Jonah Jameson. J.K. Simmons returns. Daily Bugle becomes an Alex Jones-style, like, video blog, essentially. Video web series. And the Spider-Man identity is revealed, which is like such an advanced thing to do in terms of comics. Amazing, dude. This is actually the end of the movie. It's weird. They must have like really had a discussion to make it the mid-credits scene. It literally continues where the last scene of the movie stops, essentially. To me, this is the end of the movie, and it's a crazy ending.
Vidur, it's so weak that your anchor for how good this movie is, the mid-credits
scene. I'm telling you, it's technically the end of the movie.
But it's horrible that it's the last minute of footage of the movie, which is the anchor point or the highlight for you.
Well, the anchor for Infinity War for me, like, was the ending 2 minutes, right? What's wrong with that?
We're actually going to go back to our Infinity War episode and check it out. I believe it wasn't.
Were you not excited that...
I actually wasn't. JK. No. I you know what? I refused to understand. Not refused to, but I really didn't understand. We saw the movie together. And the entire hall sort of erupted with like appreciation and laughter when they saw J. Jonah Jameson.
He was the best part of Sam Raimi's trilogy. The most true to comics character. And now that they're making everything true to comics, in the sense like very good casting.
Right.
That's great to see. And they let him be bald, which differentiates him enough. Mm-hmm. But he's still doing the same character except in Alex Jones style.
Yeah.
I can't remember the same time an actor was cast in the same role in a reboot, except I was listening to, let's just say, an unnamed duo of reviewers and discussions. And they pointed out that M from James Bond, mm-hmm. Judi Dench did that across the Pierce Brosnan and Daniel Craig movies. So it's kind of like that.
Okay. But... that's different because the way James Bond, I mean, let's forget it. All right. J. Jonah Jameson, all right. The show, the throwback to Sam Raimi's, and Mopey Maguire's, mm-hmm. that we established. Mm-hmm. His Spider-Man movies, it's good, but it's not like, I mean, if that's the anchor point for your movies, if that's your favorite highlight from the movie, then it's horrible.
That's the anchor point for my feud because it was such a, like,
that's even
said,
worse.
Irruptible moment.
It's even worse, dude.
No, it was a go-to point for my feud. Stop trying to, what is this, a high school debate? You keep trying to get me on technicalities. Get me on the movie. Get me on the content. Prove
something overall for the movie then, right? I just... My biggest thing when I walked out of the movie hall was that this movie just felt unsatisfactory. Like, the ending with Mysterio, for example, the climax felt like it came too soon, or it didn't come actually, it was just spread throughout the third act. It was just a CGI cluster F all through the second half, because of which none of the plot points were really that impactful. Right?
Things tend to feel unsatisfactory when the climax comes too soon, but it did not happen in this movie.
Okay. And then, you know, the whole ending with Mysterio, like his chomu pulled out a USB drive and ran away. And then those videos that he released posthumously in the credit scene. Is he really dead? Is he not dead? Look at my face. I don't care.
Is it an illusion?
I don't care.
Are you an illusion?
I don't care.
Are you a Skrull?
I don't care.
Can we talk about the post-credit scene?
Yeah, let's talk about the credit scene because this movie sucked. I'm happy to talk about the post-credit scene. You know, one thing about the last post-credit scene was that the entire movie, I was actually very annoyed with Sam Jackson and how his character played out. So like you mentioned, the two teachers, they were funny, fine. That's maybe like the only funny things in the movie. And usually whenever Sam Jackson has this irritable attitude in movies, it's fun to watch, regardless of what character he's playing or what movie he's in. It's just fun to watch Sam Jackson like that.
Yeah.
But this, it was literally insufferable. And it didn't make any sense. And fine, they revealed it in the after credit scene that it wasn't Sam Jackson, it was just a Skrull. But if I have to suffer through Sam Jackson's horrible acting throughout a movie only to find out that
this is how an alien perceives Sam Jackson. It's like a weak Sam Jackson imitation. But hashtag justified.
No, it's not justified, because I suffered 2 hours of that. And if you tell me, like, literally when I'm walking out of the hall that, oh, listen, yeah, no, that wasn't Sam, man, chill out, bro. I was like, shut up, I'm not watching your movies anymore, man. I can't take it.
What was the real Nick Fury doing, by the way? I never understood that.
I haven't even bothered researching, to be honest. He was clearly on some Skrull ship working on some shit, but I don't care, man, I'm done.
Dude, all I know is that my Peter Tingle tells me that this movie is actually going to end up on the IMDb Top 250. That's how good
serious?
It is.
You want to bet on that?
No, but it's the best, because I don't trust the IMDb Top 250. That's the premise of our show.
That was a quick no.
The thing is, it's the second best Spider-Man movie ever.
Second best Spider-Man movie ever. Well,
that's a
low target to achieve.
Maybe third best, because Into the Spider-Verse is so good, and I think Spider-Man 2 is a personal favorite of mine. It doesn't hold up, but for its time.
All right, great. You know what? This actually reminds me. Why don't we just do a quick Did It Better?
Okay.
I have a few things.
Okay.
All right. So, Homecoming obviously did better.
No.
I'll extend
Take
that.
Away the word obviously and say personally.
Homecoming very clearly did it much better. And I'll actually extend that to every MCU movie with Spider-Man in it, but it's okay.
They don't count.
They weren't, those movies weren't necessarily targeting the 10 to 15 year old demographic, which this one was.
Plus
so that's
they don't
fine.
Count.
Okay, sure. Ferris Bueller's Day Off did it much better.
Than Homecoming, yes.
No, than this movie. We're talking about this movie.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off was, like, Homecoming was a clear homage to Ferris Bueller's Day Off. They had that meta reference to Ferris Bueller as well. Mm-hmm. And as a result, it felt like a cheap imitation during the times it was trying to copy it. I mean, Ferris Bueller's Day Off was, like, fresh and relatable. Spider-Man was, like, out there. Why are you comparing this movie to Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Because this movie is, in terms of story, is actually much closer to Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Do you remember
no,
the movie?
It's closer to Eurotrip than Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Do you remember Eurotrip?
It's an excellent reference. I'm just going to add that real quick. Eurotrip did so much better. So much better.
No,
thanks.
It did not.
Thanks, man. I love you. All right. I mentioned High School Musical already, but let's not talk about that.
You have watched High School Musical.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
I've seen one of them.
No, you haven't.
I have.
You're lying to win a feud.
I've seen High School Musical, like, one, whatever it was.
This is unethical, Vikram.
I'm not. Vanessa Hudgens and Zac Efron, I've seen that shit.
Name a song from High School Musical.
Why would I name... Like, I don't remember songs from that movie.
Nobody who watches High School Musical does not have it etched in his
memory. Okay, if anyone hasn't seen it and they remotely even like this movie, I say you should consider watching it. Let's move on. Spider-Man 1 did it better. Spider-Man
no.
2 did it better.
Maybe.
Spider-Man 3 did it better.
Shut up. I knew you were getting there. Kill yourself.
I'll take wacky Tobey Maguire dancing over this tired kiddie romance any day. And obviously, Into the Spider-Verse did it so much better that it hurts. That's it hurts
Into
how much
Into the Spider-Verse
better.
Is like a different genre, a different... It shouldn't even be in the same Spider-Man
that
box.
That movie targets 10 to 15-year-olds so clearly and then transcends that and goes like overall, like you can just watch it no matter what your age is. And this movie, even though it's not trying to... like overtly target the 10 to 15 year old, just comes off as such a kiddie movie, man. It's horrible.
Firstly, Into the Spider-Verse targeted the hell out of me. I had goosebumps and tears, and I'll grant
exactly.
you all of that.
Exactly.
So, I mean, to say that a movie didn't compare really well to Into the Spider-Verse, I mean, that's hype. That doesn't mean anything. That way, every mafia movie sucks because Godfather did it better. Who cares?
Well, yeah. Not, they don't suck. They can be decent movies still because it's
oh,
a
okay.
big genre.
Goodfellas shouldn't be on the IMDb top 250 because Godfather's already there. Come on, dude.
What? There's no logic in that.
I'm reductio ad absurding your argument because you're trying to be a high school debater. I can be one too.
But it should hold up. It should have some logic.
Also, speaking of high school, Zendaya, she's a dream.
Seriously, dude.
She's
Come
a dream.
On, stop it.
She can't act, but she's a dream.
Stop it.
Why?
I'm worried about you right
well,
now.
Well, MJ became a flesh-out character. She was just like this, oh, I'm too cool for school character. And I was kind of worried, like, are we going to buy into this at all? I mean, think about the MJs we've had in the past. I think it's only one, right?
Yeah. Well, not counting... Well, yes, in terms of movies.
Or not counting Spider-Verse?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Well, Spider-Verse doesn't...
Danced.
Yeah.
Versus this.
I mean, are those my only two options?
Yeah.
Screw them both. Why do I have to love one? Not literally. Sorry, if that's what you're thinking.
Well, who's better? See? At least she's like relatable and fun.
She's not relatable.
I mean, not in real life. She's a dream.
Okay.
And a fashion icon.
No, like her character is not relatable to
Of course. Weren't you like a little distant in high school but crushing on Spider-Man?
You knew me in high school.
Weren't you a little distant and crushing on Spider-Man then?
No.
I remember you doing that.
Unfortunately not. And neither were you and no one we know.
Zendaya's cool, man. Come on.
Okay, whatever, dude.
Plus Ned, he's a good sidekick still.
No.
No?
Nope.
His little arc with his friend, with his girlfriend.
Are we talking about his friends? Because like Flash... And is the whole Ned girlfriend thing, thanks for bringing that up, like, that's so stupid.
Yeah, wait, it's a high school movie.
Exactly.
What's wrong with that?
Exactly. It's a really, really badly done high school movie, which is so, so narrow in terms of the people it's targeting that I can't relate to it at all. I can't even watch it from a Spider-Man relatability point of view. That's how much the high school thing is there. She loves me. She loves me not. Oh, I'm going to buy her a present. Oh my God. Dude, come on, man. It's 2019. No kid does that.
I refuse to go in circles, which is what we're doing, but I will say you are jaded. You need some love in your life. You need to recapture the essence of your youth. And this movie's trying to help you do that. Lean in, Vikram. Don't avoid it like this. Just lean in.
Whatever, dude. It's like you're, what's the word? Brainwashed. Yeah, you're brainwashed right now.
Yeah, I am. By 21 movies of the MCU. I mean, sue me. Everybody is.
Yeah, Mr. Feige's not getting any more of my money, man.
92% on... What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're abandoning MCU movies? Shut up.
Dude, I swear Endgame saved it for me because I was like, okay, fine, it's still a good movie. And I really respect the way they sort of closed out that arc. They shouldn't have reopened it teeny tiny bit to just squeeze Spider-Man in there. They should have just kept it closed.
Say out loud, MCU sucks. So
MCU
that I win the
sucks.
Feud. Oh my God, I win the feud. Thanks. I appreciate it.
My only recommendation for people who are going to watch this movie, and if they're listening to us and then going to go watch the movie, you shouldn't, firstly, because you know a lot about it.
What are you saying?
And then if you are going for the movie, just go in like, just enter like 25 minutes late. Just stroll in, get your popcorn. You're not missing out on anything. The kids are in Europe. That's all you need to know.
I'm going
to
watch this movie again.
What?
In theaters.
Are you mad?
If for no other reason, for the third act and like the hallucinations.
Sure. Just go then. Like, why do you want to suffer through the first two thirds?
For the popcorn. And like the fun interaction, there's probably Easter eggs I missed.
Whenever your reason for going to a movie is popcorn.
So like the first act that I didn't like, love.
Because love. You liked it.
Because once the Mysterio reveal happens, then it's a little bit meaningless. But I'm sure Marvel's very smart. I'm sure they've built in stuff to like hold on to on rewatches.
I mean, is that stuff that important to you? Like tiny Easter eggs, like tissue, so you suffer through like...
I like movies. I like Spider-Man. I like Marvel movies because of what they've become now. I mean, isn't that what we're doing here?
Well, I'm with you for A, B, and maybe for C. That's a stretch for me, but there's absolutely nothing memorable for me to take away from this movie. I've already forgotten most of it, and we just like, oh my God, just watched it.
Look at you, you're already talking like a high schooler, thanks to this movie.
Yeah, thanks to this movie, right? Why don't you do me a favor, though? Can you just sing that Spider-Man song again? Because it was so much more entertaining than the movie, please.
I'm not going to sing it if it's in bless. Disservice to my bless. Own art.
Bless. Bless.
Okay.
Thanks.
Are you going to cut me off?
No, man.
I just want to say I'm excited that Peter Parker is going to be the new Iron Man, the anchor of the new MCU. And only that's the reason that I'm going to sing the song.
Yeah, sure. Whatever, man. Whatever works for you, buddy.
I've also deleted it off my computer. So I'm going to sing it.
Are you winging it?
Yes. Spider-Man does whatever Tony
can. Cue the
can.
Music.
Rest in peace. Builds a suit and he flies far from home.
And that wraps up this episode of Film Feud. Hope you guys enjoyed.
Thank you for listening. Now we feuded and you, our listeners, get to decide who you think won the feud. You can vote on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our website. You can find us at Muncha Movies everywhere or on munchamovies.com.
You can also find us wherever you guys get your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Stitcher. I'm done, I guess.
Until next time.
Bye.